Playhouse 194. So, Bailey, do you know, like, what your awkward stage in life was? Do you know?
Oh, I would say the early teens. I dabbled in the emo scene.
So, is that in clothing, or did it show other places?
Weird hair.
I mean, at least you know it was weird. Your parents are like, we told you. We told you the whole time. Well, here's the good news. So you're not alone. So do you know when your awkward phase was? Because you probably had one. 2/3 of adults say they had one growing up. But the fun thing is, can you kind of like what Bailey just did for us, describe what about it made it your awkward phase? And you probably at the time didn't realize it was your awkward phase. But now as an adult, you look at it and you're like, why did I do that? Why did I wear nothing but that black hoodie with my purple hair for 2 years of my life? Like, why did I do that? Why was that me? I think everybody had one. My wife would tell you I'm still in my awkward phase in life, but I just follow one awkward phase with the next, and that's a good way to live. But if you were to ask me, I'd say there's a period of time where I walked around here when everybody was doing frosted tips back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And because when I had hair, it would be jet black. It didn't really work. So what I had on it was just orange hair. It wouldn't really bleach, so we just made it orange, and I thought that made sense to do. It looked ridiculous, probably poisoned my head. I've decided that's why I have no hair now. That would be my awkward stage. And that was like 3 years. I had just bright orange hair.
I can't imagine. Like, I've seen pictures of you with the jet black hair. I don't think I've ever seen Frosted Tip Zero.
I mean, you can't even call it that, though, because it was, first of all, not just the tips.
It was just
we just did everything. And of course, mom did it for me.
Right.
And so it was just all orange until it would kind of start to grow again. So then I had like black roots with my orange hair. It was bad, man. It was bad.
I mean, there was a moment when I did the tips too, the frosted tips, but I had just like brown hair.
And look, now
like
you're bald.
Like a dirty blonde or whatever. I am too. Well, my awkward phase, I guess, would be this moment where I don't know why. I don't know why I did it, because I have perfect eyesight, like still to this day, that's one of the only things that I have is really good eyesight. But I would wear fake glasses.
But why?
I don't know. I thought it was cool. Like I tried to, like I would wear, like that was back when I wear polos and like I would dress up and I would wear fake glasses, like fashion glasses, I guess. And I thought it was like the coolest thing ever. And I'd be like, yep. Oh, and we go on like family trips. I'm like, and this is the time I'm going to wear them the most because nobody knows. So I'm like, I'm going to pick up chicks on the family trip. Let's go. Just an awkward little 14-year-old, 15-year-old kid. Just like, this is how I'm going to get a girlfriend.
An intellectual. You were playing the role of the intellectual.
So dumb.
Do you know when your awkward phase was? What about it made you so awkward? Hi.
Oh, dude, it was the 80s. Everybody had parachute pants, and it really was never a good look. It was awful.
It's one of those things that we're like, if everybody's doing it, you don't even know it's bad at the time, right?
You're right. But I was also the fat kid in parachute pants.
Okay. Well, I mean, we all have those phases too, man. It's good.
There was a moment where I only, like my dad still to this day gives me grief about it, where I only wore sweatpants or parachute pants. I wouldn't wear jeans. Like, because like still to this day, like now they got the stretch fit at least. But man, you can't breathe in them and I don't like it.
You can get away with it now. I mean, the joggers, sweatpants, they're having a real resurgence these days. It's a renaissance is what it is.
It's coming back.
Your awkward phase, when was it for you? What about it was so awkward? 237, it's Texas, 35270. Teddy Swims, Lose Control in the Playhouse. Y94. Playhouse, Y94. 2/3 of adults can look back on their life and go, you know what? I probably had an awkward stage, an awkward phase in my life. Can you identify it? What about it made it so awkward for most people? It's like teens, preteens is usually, but let's be honest, some of us are adult awkward people as well. You've seen some texted awkward phases.
Yeah, I mean, somebody just said my awkward phase is ongoing. I've always been awkward. I just don't feel like I ever fit in and I always look weird. So I'm still in my awkward phase going on 40 years now. You know, I think we, like you just said, Zero, and like the text just read, everybody's in that phase. This one right here, man, I couldn't grow facial hair, but this person said their awkward phase was trying to grow a beard during puberty. It was more like a few stray hairs scattered across my chin and a few on my upper lip, just rocking some serious facial hair. Not really. Oh, gosh. I mean, that's basically me right now.
It's thicker than others, man. Some people it's thicker than others. You got yourself an awkward phase. What about it was so awkward?
Oh,
Oh, my God. When I was, like, 8 years old, I went through this whole, I was the greatest pool player ever, and I got an yes. 8-ball shaved into the back of my hair. I thought it was the coolest.
Are you still proud of this, or it doesn't sound like you're proud of this?
I hope that nobody can ever find a picture of it.
Honestly, though, like, at least, I think you said you were 8. At least you're, like, 25. You know what I mean? Like, there's times that have been weirder.
Bro, I back in the day, I used to do, like, my baseball number into my head. But I got the same one as you. I was probably 6th grade. I got a sunburn on purpose, but I did a 8-ball on my tummy.
Frowned upon. It's frowned upon. You probably thought you were the coolest thing in the world, but it's frowned upon.
Just walking around shirtless as a little kid with an eight ball like sunburn. It was the stupidest thing. I don't know why I did it.
Your awkward phase. Why were you awkward?
So I was like one of those teen kids, you know, with like the weird hair that was always in front of their faces. Concert t-shirts that I never even went to. The super skinny tight jeans. Yeah, I rocked that way back.
So did you get looks then? Did you feel like people were like, whoa?
All the time. I would always grow up with people. People were scared to come near me, I guess. I don't know.
So here's the interesting thing with these awkward phases. They just sort of stop. Like, what made you go, like, I'm going to wear more typical clothing now? Like, do you know?
I don't know exactly. I think I just kind of, like, grew out of it. I also kind of started dating, like, a jock. So it kind of, like, changed a bit after that. The biggest thing was, like, I used to wear, like, heavy black eyeliners. One morning, I just didn't put it on, and I wore a pink t-shirt. My mom was like, who are you?
Who was broken into our house? You know what? She was probably, you know, she called everybody. She's like, it's finally happened.
She got a pink shirt on.
Adrian's wearing regular clothes. Everybody's calling her mom. Guess what? Adrian bought a pink shirt. It's like family newsletter style stuff.
100%. Yeah, it's always that awkward moment, though.
And you get yourself an awkward face.
Actually, I thought the porn stash was cool.
So you're rocking that like weird thin mustache.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you ever actually find love with that stash?
Got married once.
And did you have the mustache when you got married?
With the stash, yes.
Did that last?
No.
And that's when you shaved that bit. I see what happened. I see the progression of events. Yep. Headlines 194 guest phone scam all in the next 10 minutes. It's get a BB Rexa.